traffic has been a major headache for thousands of South Central Alaska commuters due to a reroute of the Glenn Highway between the Matanuska-Susitna Borough and Anchorage. A tall load on a semi-trailer collided with a highway overpass bridge near Eagle River yesterday, and damage to the bridge forced transportation officials to close the highway's southbound lanes. As Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove reports, the state's busiest commute was detoured through Eagle River today, causing hours-long delays. And the fallout has prompted closures Friday for schools in the area.
Some described the bumper-to-bumper traffic in nightmarish terms. Others jokingly called it bridge-pocalypse, as many drivers trying to get to Anchorage were stuck in their cars for 5 hours or more. An average of 57,000 vehicles travel the Glenn Highway every day on a commute that's usually less than 1 hour for most. Thursday morning's commute funneled all of those drivers into Eagle River, choking the small community's streets.
Obviously, this is a huge inconvenience.
Shannon McCarthy is a spokesperson for the Department of Transportation. She says the inconvenience is a necessary precaution because pieces of the damaged bridge could still come off.
That's our main concern, is cars driving under it and potentially having the span fall.
A prefabricated building carried atop an 18-wheeler slammed into the bridge Wednesday, shearing off the top of the building and leaving splintered wood and chunks of concrete all over the highway. Photos of the semi indicated it is owned by Bighorn Enterprises. Calls to the Fairbanks-based trucking company went unanswered Thursday. Police say the driver was uninjured and there are no early indications he or she was driving impaired or broke any traffic laws. But while DOT says the semi was permitted to carry an oversized load, the load was apparently too tall for the bridge, and the damage was extensive.
When our bridge inspectors were really able to get up there and look at it, what they really found was that the whole thing was shattered, so that the concrete is pulverized and it's not holding any weight anymore. And what is the most problematic part of this is that it's at risk of falling onto the southbound lane.
The bridge's clearance is listed at a little over 18 feet. McCarthy says the permit was for a load up to 17 feet tall. It's unclear how tall the load actually was. McCarthy says DOT is still looking into who is at fault in the accident and, ultimately, whether the shipping company might be held liable for the cost of repairing the bridge.
You know, it's going to be an investigation.
To get the highway reopened, McCarthy says DOT workers will first have to remove some concrete and a 100-ton steel girder on one side of the bridge. That could take 3 to 5 days. She says reinstalling a new girder will be done later and will involve shutting down the highway again.
That's going to be a longer project. When we do replace, we're going to want to pick a time period where that is low volume. We will likely have to both do the removal and replacement from on top of the bridge.
McCarthy says DOT has asked the state for an emergency appropriation of $1.8 million for the total repair cost. Meantime, criticism of the detour route from drivers stuck in traffic for hours who were trying to get to jobs, appointments, or to the airport was fierce. Anchorage Police Spokesperson MJ Tim says the decision to route traffic through Eagle River was made in the interest of safety after the initial highway closure.
It's a small, concentrated area. You've got a major, you know, highway, but outside of that, you've got residential roads and smaller roads. So the options were limited.
Tim says DOT officials and Anchorage Police were planning on changing the detour route in the hopes of easing congestion for commuters in the coming days. Not all of the reaction was negative, though. Posts on the Facebook group Glenn Highway Traffic Report showed someone dressed in a turtle costume running alongside backed-up traffic faster than the cars were moving. A couple people also sat in lawn chairs offering moral support with a sign that read, "Hang in there." Then there were young entrepreneurs like Alexis Sammartino and Lily O'Mara.
We decided to start a hot chocolate and tea stand so people can buy it so it passed the time. We've made $7. We decided to split it equally and
50-50.
Yeah, 50-50.
The girls were not sure yet what they'd spend the money on, but it will likely not be on the cost of replacing the bridge. In Anchorage, I'm Casey Grove.
All Eagle River and Chugiak area schools will be closed tomorrow, and some state employees will not be required to be at work. Also, Anchorage police announced late today that a ramp off the Glenn Highway is being converted to allow traffic around the damaged bridge without going through downtown Eagle River. But police warn there is one lane at that spot and likely still traffic congestion.